these allegations are baseless, and I have no plans to resign.
That was Tampax CEO Edward Brooks defiantly refusing to step down from his position. This was just days after accusations surfaced claiming that he doesn't know what a period is. Does he know what a period is? From The Onion and Onion Public Radio, I'm Leslie Price, and this is The Topical. You and I have something in common. We're both literally obsessed with the news. Stay with us.
A supportive work environment can help everyone working in schools stay resilient.
Just finding people that can reassure me that I'm doing my best and that there are people out there who understand me and can help me through these situations.
You are not alone.
Leaning on each other, colleagues in education is essential. You have to.
We take care of one another.
Find what helps at cdcfoundation.org/how right now. That's cdcfoundation.org/how right now.
Critics have been calling for the resignation of Tampax CEO Edward Brooks due to accusations that he doesn't know what a period is. But Brooks held a press conference yesterday telling reporters that he would not be stepping down from his position and categorically denying the rumors.
Of course I know what a period is. Any accusations stating otherwise are just flat out wrong. I know what a period is. I know how a person gets a period and how the period affects our lives. And I have devoted my career to healing people of the periods. I'm insulted that anyone would think that I don't know what a period is. That would be ridiculous.
OPR reporter Rebecca Neal is here with more on the story. Rebecca, where are all these allegations coming from?
Hi, Leslie. Sources inside the company told reporters that sometime last week, Brooks, who has been in charge of the largest tampon supplier in the country for almost 2 decades, quietly pulled one of his staff aside and asked them to explain, quote, how a period gets inside a person. Other staffers came out with similar stories, and some leaked emails made it look like Brooks thought that the product they sold was a period.
Ooh.
Eventually, the board of directors at Procter & Gamble announced that they were going to do an internal investigation to see whether or not Brooks does in fact know what a period is. But Brooks is fervently denying the claim and refusing to quit.
The very idea that I don't know how a person comes down with a period is ludicrous. For the last 17 years as Tampax CEO, I've been nothing but committed to helping every man, woman, and child heal their periods. I'm the expert of periods. I'm actually one of the people here who knows most about what a period is. And anything that I say that's wrong about them is a joke. You can literally ask me anything about periods, and I'd be able to answer it correctly.
What's a period?
I refuse to dignify that question with an answer. It's insulting to me and to all the people in the world who contract periods every day, especially those whose periods are terminal.
So, Rebecca, do you think he knows what a period is?
No, I do not. It's obviously hard to say for sure, but he's not acting like a man who knows what a period is.
Do you know what a period is? Yeah, you who asked me that. No, seriously, I want you to tell me. Tell me what a period is. I dare you.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, it went on like this for a while. It often felt like he was digging a deeper hole. Here's another key exchange.
They serve a purpose, and I do know what that purpose is.
What are they called?
Tampax.
And just to be clear, that is a brand name of what product?
Tampods.
If Brooks was trying to show that he knows what a period is, he wasn't convincing. At one point, he said, quote, I know what a period is, I know how a period sounds, and I even know what it stands for.
Stands for. Wow, it's as if he thought period is an acronym or something.
Right.
Which it is not.
No, Leslie, it's not.
Of course. Will the CEO be forced out of the company if he doesn't resign?
That's how things seemed to be shaping up. However, later in the press conference, Brooks revealed some news that shocked both reporters and his colleagues.
Okay, everyone, I'm going to level with you. The reason that I definitely know what a period is because I have a period. I do. I recently found out that it runs in my family, and it's spread to my brain. It's true. I know what a period is because I have one, and I will not be stepping down.
An interesting defense. Could it be true?
Well, I mean...
I don't think it could be true, unless it could be... Either way, I think it goes without saying that Tampax users would probably prefer the company had a CEO who does know what a period is, since it's so good.
No,
Bad. Since it's so important, wouldn't you say?
Obviously, yes. Leslie, do you know what a period is?
OPR's Rebecca Neal, everyone. Thanks, Rebecca.
Teachers, administrators, and other school staff play an important role.
Education can be a shining light, and it's really the equalizer for everybody.
You are making a difference in people's lives, including your students.
You can have a really bad day at school and still realize that what you're doing is making a bigger difference.
We are the best profession in the world next to doctors, but even a doctor had a teacher.
Find what helps at cdcfoundation.org/how right now.
Well, if there's one issue that's dominating the Democratic field in 2020, it's Medicare for All.
Maybe you've run into people who love their premiums. I haven't.
I trust you to choose what makes the most sense for you.
Nobody's yet said how much it's going to cost.
And middle-class families are going to pay less.
As the debate unfolds over this election season, one concern does keep bubbling to the top of voters' minds, the fear that Medicare for All will result in longer wait lines for exorcisms. OPR's Lester Kranz took a closer look into the issue.
I'm outside Father Michael DeLuca's Garden City, Michigan Parish, where 38-year-old Monica Fiennes has just undergone an exorcism to drive out a pair of demons possessing her body.
Devils, be gone!
Suck my cock, kiss God's dick!
That's Monica, about a half hour before we spoke post-exorcism. Monica told me she was able to quickly set up the appointment with Father DeLuca in between bouts of projectile vomiting all over her two young children, and said that DeLuca had her in and out of his rectory in less than an hour.
Father DeLuca has been in my insurance network for a long time, and I just worry that if everyone has the same access to him under universal health care, I would have had to wait hours for him to douse me with holy water and bash a crucifix over my head. If that's the case, I still might be floating upside down right now.
And Father DeLuca, still a little sweaty and covered in yellow bile, shared his parishioners' concerns.
In most small areas like Garden City, you've got maybe one, maybe two specialists trained to cast out an unclean spirit and drive it back to the depths of hell. And the longer the wait, the more our possessed patients, both male and female, are at risk of giving birth to the Antichrist or setting off the apocalypse.
This hypothetical scenario is sometimes all it takes to run voters away from certain candidates.
I heard that in Canada, you have to wait 7 hours to get a routine druid banished back to the realm it came from. And I get possessed by druids all the time. It runs in my family.
So you're anti-Medicare for All because of that?
Of course. I can't risk being...
Others just don't like the idea of what those long lines might cost the taxpayer.
I'm a devout man. I hardly ever get possessed by the devil. I say my prayers, go to church, and keep the impure thoughts to one or two on the weekends. Why should I have to pay for the impious lining up every time Satan compels them to decapitate their pets with a garden saw?
Angst over waiting periods has concerned progressive operatives trying to convince voters in key states like Michigan that universal health care will be in their best interest if they ever have a demonic spirit take hold of their bodies and minds. But Landry Walker, head of Bernie Sanders' caucus efforts, said fear over wait times is just a tactic used to detract from Medicare for All's benefits.
Yes, there will be more people seeking exorcisms, but that means there will be more jobs for priests, nuns, healers, monks, and shamans. And the more people that get treated, the less people there are in the long run needing to wait for a demon expeller to stick rosary beads down their throats to bring them back to God.
Sure, but what's in it for the person who never needs an exorcist and will have to pay more for everyone else's spectral treatment?
Just because you're not spewing blood right now and telling your loved ones that you want to fuck them with the cross doesn't mean that you won't one day.
For OPR, I'm Lester Kranz.
Folks, that'll do it for today's topical. I hope you learned a thing or two today, and I hope you'll ask yourself why you have to rely on me so often to tell you every goddamn thing that's happening in this world. Can you not do anything for yourself? Do I have to do everything for you? It's just getting a little old, is all I'm saying. Don't forget to tune in for tomorrow's topical, where we'll profile a new ethical clothing brand that donates $5 per week to every child laborer who helps make their t-shirts. Plus, scientists believe they've discovered how to make the paralyzed walk. If the paralyzed person is tiny and has a giant friend who can use marionette strings to make that paralyzed person walk. We'll have that story and more tomorrow on the topical.